Chaf Chaf Tes Amid Aleph. We'll begin Chaf Ches Amid Beis, two lines from the bottom of the two dots. Continue on with the halachas and the nature of Shmoneh Esrei. Tan Rabbanan Shimon Abakuli is the Yud Ches Brachos Lefnei Rabban Gamliel Ala Seder B'Yavna. He is the one that was Mesader to establish the Shmoneh Esrei, the Nusach Shmoneh Esrei, the 18 brachos in front of Rabban Gamliel and Yavna. Now, initially, like we mentioned previously, there was only 18 brachas. They added a 19th bracha because of the tzedukim, the bracha of the malshinim. They were experiencing a much tsar from the tzedukim, that they were trying to be machshel them and cause them much suffering. They now added another bracha, keneged the tzedukim, that the Ribbono Shel Olam should punish them and protect us. So who's the one who now established that bracha? So he asks, who's the one who is such a tzaddik and such a high madrega that is roy, that is fitting to establish this bracha? Om Shmuel HaKotan V'tikna. Shmuel HaKotan was the one who was masakin. A year later, he forgot it. He forgot the bracha. And as many of the Forshim point out, in those days, Torah Shebaal Peh was not written down, and even tefillahs were not written down. People said that tefillah is Baal Peh. And therefore, it was easily forgotten. Some want to say that this additional bracha originally was not said by the tzibur, everybody, was not said individually, it was only the shaliach tzibur who said this bracha. So therefore, we can understand why he forgot it, because it was not something that was regularly said. It was said by the shaliach tzibur, only by shaliach tzibur, and if he wasn't the shaliach tzibur frequently during the course of the year, one can understand how he forgot it. So Lashana, so the following year, Lashana Cheres Shachay forgot the brach. V'hishkav, now he was the Shuliach Tzibur, he was standing in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Hishkav Ashtayim Shalashoyes V'lo, and he was trying and struggling to try to remember it, and it was for a long period of time, but they didn't remove him from being the Shuliach Tzibur. Frekta Gemara Mai Lo Halu, why didn't they remove him? I've Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav Tov B'chol Brachos Kulan Ein Ma'alanos. If a person Shaliach Tzibur the Chazan made a mistake in any of the brachos, we don't remove him for that. However, B'Berachas Tzedukim, but in this bracha of the Tzedukim Malshin, we do remove him Ma'alanos. Why? Because Chashin and Shem Aminu, because we are Chayshesh that maybe he really in fact is a min. And therefore, that's why he's not saying the bracha, or not saying it properly, because he doesn't want to say a bracha that is against the malshinim, because against the tzedukim, because he himself is perhaps a min. So why didn't they remove him? Why aren't we chayshish for that? We're not chayshish in this case, because he is the one that was masader, and he established it. So we're not chayshish that he was the one, he's a min, he established the bracha. Maybe, why wouldn't we choishish that he was choizer, that originally he was a tzaddik, but perhaps he went bad. We have a kabbal that someone's good doesn't become bad. What do you mean? It says clearly that the tzaddik, and we're talking about a tzaddik who now goes off the proper way, and he does evil. Our answer is, oh, Rosh Mikora. He was really never a tzaddik to begin with. About tzaddik Mikora, someone who's really a tzaddik to begin with, he will not go off. Frankly, more veloi, he won't. I, Batanan, Al Tamin, Batsma, Yaimas, don't believe in yourself. Don't have full confidence in yourself and feel secure that you cannot, you won't do Averas until your last day. Sha'arei Yechon, Kain Gorl, because we see Yechon, who is the Kain Gorl. Shemesh, Bakuna, Gedol, Shemeim, Shana. He was a Kohen Gadol for 80 years. Over Lasayf Nasit Stuki, and at the end of his life, he became a Stuki. So you can never be sure, a person can never be sure that even to the end, until the end of his life, that he won't go off. You see that Yechon Kohen Gadol, he was Kohen Gadol 80 years, and he went and he turned bad at the end of his life. Omer Abaya, no, he was never really a tzaddik. Amar Abaya, Hu Yanai, Hu Yoichanan. He was Yoichan, but he was really the Yanai, Yanai the Rasha. So he really was a Rasha. But Rav Amar Yanai, Luchud, Hu Yoichanan, Luchud. No, he said they're two separate people. Yanai Rasha Mekar. Yoichanan, Tzadik Mekar. But Yoichanan was a Tzadik Mekar. So Ha Nichala Abaya, we can understand according to Abaya, it's not difficult because he was never really a Tzadik. So he turned bad. But someone who was really a Tzadik, we don't have to worry that he's going to turn bad. But Elorova Kashi, you see here clearly that even though he was Yechon, he was a tzaddik, and at the end of his life, he turned bad. So why would they not remove Shmuel HaKatan? Why didn't they remove him? If he was not able to say the bracha of the Malshinim, why shouldn't we choshish and suspect that perhaps he's really a min? Amar lach Rava, tzadik mikora nami dela harve. Enachanami, tzadik mikora. Really, we have to be concerned. Maybe he goes off. So iachi amai lo yaskua. Why didn't they remove Shmuel HaKatan? Shaini Shmuel HaKatan da aschil ba. Because he already started the bracha. Where we have to be concerned is if the chazan, the shliach tzibur, does not begin the bracha of the malshin. He skips over it. Where he doesn't refuse to say it. But here, Shmuel HaKatan already started the bracha. So he started the bracha and then got stuck. Where do we have to be concerned? And we remove the chazan if he didn't start the bracha of Malshinim. But if he started it, then we allow him to finish it. In that case, we're not concerned that he's a minute. So we learned previously the 18 brachas that are corresponding to the Shem Hashem or the Fulios, etc. The different sheets is what the 18 is corresponding to. Hanishevet the Shabbat, Kenegin Miyad Shabbos. We have seven brachas. That's corresponding to what? Omrav Chalafta Ben Shol Kenegin Shiva Kveilah Shama Dover Alamai. In the Mizmor, the David it says seven kveilahs that were mentioned Alamai. Now, that's Mizmor Kol Hashem Alamayim, that also relates to the Kol Hashem of Matan Torah. And as Tosafos Rosh points out, that Shabbos, when Torah was given on Shabbos, so the Kolos, the seven Kolos that is mentioned is appropriate time to, on Shabbos, to have seven brachas, which is the Zman of Matan Torah. Frank the Gemara, Hani Tisha the Rosh Hashanah, can I get me? On Rosh Hashanah, we have nine brachas. What is that corresponding to? I'm Rav Yitzchak the Karteik. Then, can I get Tisha as Korah, Sham Rachana, but Tfilah also. That's connected to the nine Shem Hashem that Chana said in her Tfilah and her Tfilah to Hashem, the Amar Marva, Rosh Hashanah, Nifkirasa, Rachel Vachana. She was answered on Rosh Hashanah. She mentioned the Shem Hashem nine times in her Tfilah. And therefore, it's appropriate that in Rosh Hashanah, when we want our tefillahs to be answered, we also mention nine brachas of Rosh Hashanah. The 24 brachas that we say on the Tanis, when there were no rains, they were gozer, special Tanis, and they had a special brachas in the Shemoneh Esrei, 24 brachas. Who is that, and what is that corresponding to? Amar Mechelva, can I get chafd al rinan l'isham shleim v'shosh shehefnes aron v'beis kodesh kadoshim? When Shlomo Melech wanted to bring the Arna Kodesh to the Kodesh Kadoshim, when they had the Chanukah Sabbath to the Beis HaMikdash, the gates were locked, and he couldn't bring it in. So he had 24 tefillahs, 24 songs and tefillahs, and beseeching the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and then he was answered. So corresponding to that, when we beseech Hashem, we want rains, we say 24 brachas. Why don't we say it every day, 24 brachas? Shlomo Melech said it in a day that he needs special rachmet, when he had to wanted to bring the Aron into the Kodesh Kadosh. We also say in a day that we need special rachmim, a day of Tanis, but not on a regular day. Rami Shua says a person does not say the full Shmon Esrei every day. He says Me'ein Shmon Esrei. My Me'ein Shmon Esrei. What does that mean? Me'ein Shmon Esrei. Rava Amar Me'ein Kol Bracha U Bracha. He says you say the first three brachas completely, the last three completely, the 13 middle ones. We say me'ein, we say the psicha and the chasimah, but the middle section we omit. So for instance, ata chayne ladam das, baruch ato Hashem, chayne das, and so too for each bracha. Shmuel Amar, he says no. We say the first three, the last three, and we say one bracha in the middle, which incorporates all of the 13 brachas, but it's only one bracha. So we say, Havineinu Hashem Elokeinu L'das Darachecha. So L'das. So it starts off the mentioning of the first of the bracha Tachayne, and so too it continues with each of the brachas. Umol es Lavenu L'asech V'sis Lachlanu Slach Lanu Sis Lachlanu Liyaz Gubala Rachakein Mechavein and gives us refuah. V'dashneinu B'naisar Tzecha. So give us Parnasa Baruch Aleinu. And if we say Nu Me'arba Tekvitz, gather us up. And those who mistake in judgment, they should learn to come to judge according to your das, according to your will. Ashiv shavtenu. Malar shorim tanef yadech v'yisvot tzadikim ol tzadikim v'benyin irech yishlaim v'tikun echalech v'tzmichas kerem l'dovet avdech v'enrichas ner l'ven yishem yishichecha. Then the dance term nikra before we even call, you should answer us, Shemea Tfila. So this is the one bracha that incorporates all of the brachas. Abaya was upset, and he protested against the ones who said Havinein. He said it should not be said. It should not be said because you're only saying one bracha in place of the 13, so you're missing out 12 brachas, therefore it should not be said. As Tosfos points out, that's only in normal times, but b'shas hadchak, is traveling on the derech, then even according to Baye, it could be said. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Kol Lashon HaKulam Mispal Adam Havineinu, he said, during the course of the year, normally you could say Havineinu. Chutz Mimotzei Shabbos Motzei Yom Tovim, except Motzei Shabbos Yom Tovim, Bnei Shetzorach Loimer Hadal B'Chein Enad Das. Because you have to say Atochein Antonu, and therefore you have to say Atochein Antonu, and therefore you will not be able to say it in the, you'll be missing it out, you won't be able to say it. What is the problem? Even though Havineinu does not incorporate Atchon Antonu, say a separate bracha. Say a separate bracha for Havdolah. Rabbi Akiva says, in any event, he says that's the way it should be done. He says it should not be incorporated into Atachonin. In any event, it should be said as a separate bracha. So therefore, why isn't it on Motzei Shabbos? Well, say Yontif, say a separate bracha for Atchon Antonu. Rabbi Lazar, Amar Boidoy, he agrees also that it should be said as a separate bracha. He says it should not be in the place of bracha Revius, it should not be right after Alta Kodesh, but he says it should be in Haidah, within the bracha of Haidah, Maidim, Kelaidahs, but he also agrees that it's a separate bracha. So what's the problem? Why over here do we say that you cannot say Havineinu, say Havineinu, and say Atachon Antonu with a separate bracha? The Mor says that no, but we don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva the whole year. We don't follow Rabbi Akiva the whole year, and to say that we say the bracha atakanadon is separate bracha. So Motzei Shabbos, Motzei Yontov, we should also not say it, and therefore we don't have this eitzah. Why don't we pass on Rabbi Kiva the whole year and say Atapan Tanu Sapit Brachot, Tamnisar Tikkun, Tishrei Leitikkun? Because of Chamer Sang Shmoin Esrei Brachot, 18 Brachot, not 19. We don't add on an extra Brachot. Chanami and Motzei Shabbos and Motzei Yontov, Sheva Tikkun, Tamnisar Leitikkun. So therefore, that's not an Eitzah. But, however, Maskula Marzucha, why is it a problem? Why can't we say Havineinu? If we say Havineinu the whole year, just because we have to say Havdalah Tachayin Otanu, why is that a problem? Maskula Marzucha, V'nichla Mechala Havineinu, Hashem L'keinu, Amav L'bin Kodesh L'chol. Let us incorporate Atachon Antanu in the Havineinu, just like we incorporate all of the brochas, and say this Nusach of Havdalah within the Havineinu. Kasha, Staka, Kasha. Amar Avivi, Barabayim. He says, you could say Havineinu, we do say Havineinu, except in the wintertime, because we have to say the same Talmud Matar, and therefore we have to say a separate Birchas Hashanim to ask for the rain, same Talmud Matar, therefore we can't say Havineinu. Why don't we again incorporate it within Havineinu? In that section of Avinenu where we mention the saying, when we mention Borech Aleinu, incorporate that with a bakasha for rain. Your answer is also the truth. No, he might get confused. Sometimes he say it, sometimes he don't. He might get confused. Well, why did you have a kasha by why we can't incorporate Atachanatano within Avinenu? You said that's a kasha. You should be able to. Why don't you have the same problem over there? Also, the truth, you might get confused. No, over there, since it's at the beginning of the bracha, we're not so concerned that it'll get confused. The person at the beginning of the bracha is more focused. But over here, but over here, it comes in the middle, we're afraid that he'll be confused, and therefore we say it should not be said in that manner. Well, why don't we incorporate it in Shemei Tfilo? If a person forgot, he did not say the Baruch Chiyas, he has to repeat the Shemana Esrei. If he forgot it in the Baruch of Baruch Aleinu, he does not have to repeat the Shemana Esrei. Why? Because he could say it in Shemei Tfilah v'Avdol B'Chayinu Das in Machzir Naisim Neshiyachalayim Ralekoyes, and here also he has an alternative. If he forgets Atar Chanatano, he has a fallback. He can say Avdol Kais, so he doesn't have to repeat the Shemon Aser. So why over here do we say that he can't say Havinenu? Why doesn't he? Why doesn't he masker it? Masker Atar Chanatano in Shemei Tfilah. Your answer is Tov Shani. If he makes a mistake, that's different. If he forgot to say it, you can say it in Shemei Tefillah. But lechatchila, to be misakin it, that it should be said in Shemei Tefillah, we don't do. B'di'evit, if you got to say it, you have an eitzah to make an haskar in Shemei Tefillah. But it really has to have lechatchila its own haskar. Therefore, we're not misakin it in a way that his alternative is only to say it in Shemei Tefillah. Therefore, he says, rather, on those times, we do not say Havinenu.